After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent people. There are those who were blind, the halt, the maimed, and those who had withered limbs. These were waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever were the first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, who had suffered from an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered Jesus, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. For while I am coming, another stepped down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, 'Take up your bed, and walk.'" Then they asked him, "What man is that who had said unto you, 'Take up your bed, and walk'?" And he that was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus found the man in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, you are made whole. Now sin no more, lest a worse thing comes unto you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus, who had made him whole. John chapter 5 verse 115.